Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 412. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
I literally just said what episode it was and then my brain stopped.
Yeah, I half heard it. And then when you stopped, I was like, I can't help you.
I can't help.
It didn't make it all the way into my brain.
We didn't find out.
It stopped at my ears.
Bit of a mix-up, a bit of a mix of quiz questions today.
A smorgasbord.
I like to think of it as a stream of consciousness quiz. I've got an advent calendar here. Did I finish what I was saying?
No, but I'm really glad you started talking about that because I looked at it not just before and I went, I wonder if this is the year it gets open.
Do you know why?
Why?
It's been there for ages because I bought three of them.
Yeah.
1 year. So this is obviously the third year, but now I've got new ones.
Why did you buy new ones when you already had one that's been there for 4 years?
Them and they looked nice.
Does that mean we can open all of them?
No. Don't be ridiculous.
They're going to sit there for the next few years?
Yes.
No, share them around. One for you, one for me.
Okay, we'll do that. That sounds fair. Do we still remember what we were talking about? No, a stream of consciousness quiz, right?
A smorgasbord of
that's right.
Questions.
So I think of it as like I start with one thing and then I just let my brain just trail to whatever path it interests it. And that's the question that you have to answer. Okay, we keeping you up?
Yeah, really. Like life is kind of keeping me up these days.
Yeah, I said to you something the other day. I was like, I've just finished a massively big Tim Winton book called Juice. And you said, I haven't read for a while. I was like, but you were the reading queen this year.
Yeah, I know I was the reading queen. And then I got tired and
this never happened again.
I will. I started one. I actually can't guess how many pages in, a couple of chapters in. Tell me.
Henry really wanted to play the video game Stray, which is about a cat. It's a ginger cat, so it's the Eddie game. He's never played it before. He's about, well, however long this episode is, unedited. This is just under 3 minutes. He's been playing for 3 minutes and now he's just screaming at us to help him.
What's wrong?
Oh, he must have figured it out. Anyway, he said that Eddie can't get out, but that's the point of the game.
Mm.
The whole game is getting the cat out. Maltesers, little, what do you call them, like little multi-pack? I don't know what you call them.
Mini-packs.
Mini-packs, fun packs that you actually bought.
I did.
Thank you.
I bought them for Halloween.
There's
to like
five of them.
Be like each. A, you know, nice person that brings a bag to other people's houses and say like, oh, here, top up
like
your stash.
Good etiquette.
And I forgot to take them with me. So
terrible etiquette.
We're enjoying them now.
Happy Halloween. I still haven't started watching Christmas stuff yet.
Oh, I got the tingle earlier.
We're 5.5 minutes in and we've just been interrupted by cats trying to drink orange juice, kids playing cat games. He's playing Spider-Man now.
So our own inability to stay on track and remember what we're talking about.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Can I ask a really random question that I was thinking about earlier? Okay, so you know IMDb, how they've got the headshots of all the actors and, you know, some pretty swish and some are like red carpet. Do you reckon they choose their own photo?
I reckon they do.
Yeah?
But then you wonder why that they've chosen that one. Don't you reckon? Like somebody just like...
Maybe they can't use their photography headshots for like a third-party website.
Maybe.
So maybe that's why the people use the red carpet one maybe.
Yeah. Some of them are a bit old.
Yeah. I think like once you're a big star, once you've got your IMDb, page.
You're never looking at it.
Doesn't matter. Someone else is surely updating it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be your team's job.
Wouldn't that be IMDb's job? Like, don't they have a job?
We need to talk to someone who has an IMDb page. How are we going to find that person, though? We have got some things that we have watched coming up very soon. I've watched a movie and a whole entire series of something, and I watched it in 2 days. I actually couldn't believe I did it.
You such a copycat to
really?
Me. Really? I don't remember how many days though, but probably two.
God,
and I watched a whole series.
So good. Why are we so good? Almost as good as the news.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
Oh, thank you.
That was spot on, wasn't it?
It was really spot on. And Chuti Gatwa and Cynthia.
You didn't practice that one.
Cynthia Aviro. And Chuti is the guy from Sex Education.
Yeah.
He was Doctor Who. I don't know if he still is. I'm not quite sure what's going on in the world of Doctor Who. Cynthia, obviously, from
Poker Face.
From one episode of Poker Face.
She played so four well characters. In it, though.
Three or four.
That was an amazing episode.
That was the first first episode of season
two?
Two.
God, yeah. And obviously from the acclaimed Wicked.
Never heard of it. Anyway, they are now in the voice cast for an animated musical called Bad Fairies.
Mm.
So it's an original musical comedy that is about like this gang of fairies and a potential shake-up in their magical world.
Interesting.
And I think it's actually mainly about her. Like I'm pretty sure she's the main character. And something happens and she has to kind of spark a rebellion.
Yeah, okay.
So is she Star Wars?
Oh, you're going there. Okay. Yeah, she is.
Or are you thinking, do you hear the people sing? Because that, remember watching that movie? It's so long.
So long.
I know it's a musical and like based on a real story, but the movie's so long.
There are some musicals that are really long
too
as
long.
Well.
They shouldn't be allowed. Should not be allowed. Here's something I reckon you and I would both like. Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
And Sigourney Weaver. In a film together called Useful Idiots.
Oh, it sounds good.
It's a thriller, right? So
is it?
So what happens is Meryl Streep is like this journalist. I think she writes mainly articles about like rich people's property, like so so-and-so sold their penthouse overlooking Central Park for $22 million and now they're looking to downsize to a place in Soho or something like that. And she's like, I've been doing this for years. It's not really hard-hitting journalism. And then there's this weird story that she's covering where she's like, hang on a second, this doesn't quite make sense. And she starts like following the paper trail, the money trail.
Yeah.
And she gets like way in deep. She finds out all like this undercover stuff, like all the rich elite people working with each other to, it sounds really good. And I'm assuming that Sigourney Weaver plays a rich person.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like to watch this. The problem is we're going to have to wait for it to happen.
Okay.
Useful Idiots, a New York thriller.
I really thought it was going to be a comedy with that.
Oh, those two would be perfect as well.
Yeah.
Useful Idiots starring those two, but also with Martin Short and Steve Martin just doing like a little cameo in there. You know, just to get the numbers.
Yeah.
Just good to get the numbers. Are you sad? Are you upset? Have you had to postpone your holidays, say school holidays, because now that Grand Theft Auto 6 has been delayed, their release has been delayed, November 2026, so you've got a year to wait.
Jeez,
now.
Jeez, they must have a lot to do.
How long ago? I think it's like 12 years since the last GTA came out. That's crazy, right?
Like, are they learning to code? Are they picking up kids in primary school?
Maybe they are. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like, all right, we're going to teach you guys to code and then you're going to come up with something really
cool.
And
we want the online to come out spotless, no bugs.
Yeah.
No bugs.
And you're the future, so you'll know what the youth will like
tomorrow. Or how to tell AI what to do.
Yeah.
It's probably more like it. We've played a few GTAs over the years. GTA 5 was the first one that had online, right?
Yeah.
And it made so much money that it kept forcing GTA 5 to be in the top 10 of like best-selling video games each week for years. Like that's crazy.
Yeah.
The amount of video games that comes out and this one's in the top 10 still. Anyway, so there was really, I guess, no need for them to rush into it. Then they made Red Dead Redemption 2 and that everybody liked that very different game.
Mm. And I just feel like with these enormous companies that you might have different wings of developers. Like you are working on Red Dead Redemption, but over in that
this is your
corner.
Story guys and these are the online blokes.
Yeah, and then that Sheila's group over there are all working on GTA.
Yeah, and
like do we stop everything to just work on one?
Maybe you do.
Really?
And why?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do you want the best of the best working on everything and therefore the only people you hire are the best? Therefore you want them to work on everything? I don't know. I'm not sure how it works. But that's a whole year, right?
Yeah.
So now there was talk about video games getting out of the way of GTA.
I need a documentary.
Oh, that'd be good. You would love that.
Yeah, I'd love that.
We could talk to like Game Informer or something and say, hey, make a documentary.
Make a documentary. Sell it to Netflix. They've got their documentary style down pat, so you'd be fine.
Do it that way.
And just let us know how these things are made in minute detail because we want to know the ins and outs.
You kind of want a little bit of a history as well, right?
Just the brief.
Because this is also the first one, I think, since the Hauser, I think they're called the Hauser brothers, who worked on all the GTAs.
Yeah.
They've left. This is the first one without them. Maybe that's the problem.
Yes, I do want to know then.
Mm, there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Oh, gosh.
We'll have plenty of time for that documentary to be made because they're still making the game, so they still have to film the documentary that they haven't started filming.
It's going to take forever.
This is going to take forever.
It's going to take forever.
Guys, I'm not sure I want to be a part of the planning of this. Is that okay if someone else produces this?
But we'll have executive producer, right?
Obviously.
Because ideas person here,
she
right?
She came up with it. Speaking of things that came up with, I came up with a quiz. We'll be doing that very soon, but not after. No, but not before, but after the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, you said I go first last week, so you go first.
I watched the entire season 2 of Nobody Wants This.
Nobody Wants This.
Kirsten Bell.
Yes.
Yep.
I've been holding off for
this. Adam Brody. Me too. Okay, so I was thinking about this. I was really holding off, perhaps a little bit reluctant to start, and I wasn't sure why I was reluctant. Was it because I enjoyed season one so much that I was like, oh, is it going to do it? Is it going to reach the same heights?
Yeah.
Is it going to have the same feel? Because, you know, a lot of time we've all experienced it with season two where it completely changes and you go, who did you guys even watch the first season?
Or even just sequels of movies.
Very
and you're like,
true.
This is not the same vibe.
Anyway, I watched the first episode and I thought, oh, does it? Does it not? Watched the second episode and went, maybe. And then didn't stop watching.
Okay,
did
that's
not
good.
Stop.
That's good to know.
It
that's a good feeling.
Became for the first time in a long time, I had kind of a nothing weekend. I walked around the house doing stuff with the iPad in my hand.
I love watching stuff on the iPad.
Episode after episode.
Get stuff done and watch stuff.
Yeah, I never do it. And golly, I enjoyed myself.
It's a game changer, isn't it?
It was really good. It had some of the same moments that you were like craving from the first one, but it also had those really realistic moments of a couple in a relationship who's had this incredible start and honeymoon phase, and you know there's got to be a problem, right? I mean, we also know what the problem is, don't we? Because nothing got solved.
Yeah, that's right.
In season one. So we know what the problem is. What I really liked is all of the side characters had a fairly decent storyline going on as well.
That's good. Flesh them out a bit.
Yeah. And all of the characters kind of came to the same, I guess, precipice right at the end of the season. And it was like, you've done that to all of them? Like
we've
all had these really interesting twists and turns and things that happen with life and we've all reached this same point. I'm not going to give anything away, obviously.
Is there a general vibe of a third season, do you reckon?
It's already saying
2026
season 3. And I think it kind of has
to. Better get out of the way of GTA 6.
Yeah, well, it will.
So we'll have already been out, yeah.
They're not going to rest on it, are they?
Oh, that's good. I'm glad, because sometimes you get a bit worried about Netflix and whether they're going to renew stuff.
Super worried about Netflix, right?
Oh, one or two seasons will be enough, but it finished on a cliff.
I feel like this show is so big that another network would pick it up, like Yellow Jackets.
Yep, yep.
You know, I really do think someone else would pick it up.
That's good.
There are amazing faces in this season too. Like, there were amazing faces anyway in season one.
New cast, additional cast.
Additional cast where you go, they have dipped into all the people that they're really good friends with. Also, you know, a big group of famous Jewish actors and producers and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. That does feel like a show, based on what my feelings were from last year, it got you into a Christmas spirit, into your Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yeah, it does have a little kind of a feel to it. Like, it's not sitcom-y, but it has little moments.
Just a little bit. Might also be the cast.
Potentially, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I watched a movie a couple of weeks ago now called Black Bag, and the reason I watched it is because it has Cate Blanchett in it, also Michael Fassbender. I always want to call him Fastbender.
Do it.
Okay, Michael Fassbender. And I thought, the synopsis made it sound a little bit like it was going to be Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's cool, except I don't really want that because we've already had it. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, Cate Blanchett, though, is in it, I can imagine it being something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Now, both her and Michael Fassbender, they play a married couple who are both intelligent agents, so spies basically for the British government. And he has been brought in by his boss and he's like, you need to investigate who the leak is. We've got a leak. It could be your wife.
Mm.
And so it's a whole movie filled with who the hell is it? Is it her? Is it him? Who do we actually trust in this? It starts off a little bit weird in the beginning. There's a dinner party scene that I was not quite ready for. Okay. But you have to go along with the dinner party scene because that is the whole vibe. I'm going to say vibe. It's the whole vibe of the film. You got to watch everybody, watch all of their faces, try and figure out who at the dinner party is the spy. Is it Cate? Is it somebody else?
Is it all of the above?
It was all of the above. It was a good film. I enjoyed it. Black Bag. What else have you been watching?
Okay. So I don't know why I started this. But okay. I did.
I'm scared. What have you been doing?
I watched the new series on Hulu and Disney Plus, which is called All's Fair. And it has a fairly impressive cast. The first person and the main person will shock you a little bit, and that's Kim Kardashian. But let me name some names that go along with Kim, because your brain will become more and more puzzled as I say.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got Kim Kardashian, Naomi Watts.
Yeah, you're right.
Nicey Nash. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. Sarah Paulson, Glenn Close. Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so bad.
No.
It's good. No, it's not good.
Why is it so bad?
It's so bad. It's devourable is what I will say.
What's going on with this? Is it a comedy?
It's not a comedy. It's a law drama.
Oh, my God. And it's so bad.
Okay. You can't quite tell if it's bad. And then you keep watching it and you go, why did these women sign up for this?
Oh, wow.
So the Kim Kardashian part is, as you could imagine, she is a producer. Who else
just
is
like
a producer?
Just like we are with, what are we producing? The documentary.
Oh, the documentary.
Of GTA.
Of GTA. If you know Kim Kardashian, you could imagine who else is a producer on this show.
I got my hand up.
Yeah.
Her mom.
Yep, 100%. Yep. Then the credits go, and all the other women are producers or executive producers. So that made me go, oh, these women are clever, and they've gone, well, if I'm going in, I'm going in, and I'm getting paid twice.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So it has a slight Ocean's 11 feel to it, just a really slight one. It's hard to describe, but when you watch it, you'll kind of go, oh, yeah, they tried. Didn't quite get it. Like, there's no Clooney. Kind of there.
It's not even a Bullock or a Blanchett.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or a Roberts.
Yeah, well, obviously she is.
It is designer fashion on crack. Like the
like Sex and the City?
More.
Oh, that's weird.
Like suits. So they okay, are so suits? They're all lawyers.
Okay.
Of a very, very, very wealthy divorce law firm. And the outfits they wear are just mesmerizing. Like the indoor hats that they wear for no other reason than Naomi Watts is wearing a beautiful indoor hat. Like the clothes, the cloaks. Kim Kardashian looks like you would imagine Kim Kardashian does on a normal day. You know, like dressed to the nines, waist nipped in, bottom very big. You know, that kind of thing. She doesn't look like she's out of place in this. But all the others, you're like,
what's going on
what
here?
What is going on here? So, I mean, even the product placement is hectic.
Oh, like this is really weird.
Kris Jenner has done a great job. I'm not talking like there's a can of Coke. I'm talking there are like Valentino handbags that get their own close-up and like placed down. Like there's a lot of money in this show just in the clothes themselves. It got... It got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
It's gotten like 0 stars on a lot of other things. And I watched it.
And you watched it?
Okay. They're only releasing a couple of episodes at a time. So at the moment, there's three. The fourth one will be coming out this week. Maybe by the time the episode comes.
Or are you finished?
No.
You're in.
Well, okay. So I watched one and I went, I'm only going to do the one. God damn it, if they don't have a good cliffhanger at the end of every episode that you
and
go.
It's on an iPad.
Yeah, and you go.
Investment's so small.
Investment's so small. The episode ends and you go, well, now I need to know what happens. It's your guilty pleasure. Like it's hilariously bad.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
I'm not disappointed in Kim Kardashian's acting, I will have to say. I think she kind of holds her own. Naomi Watts' accent does a little bit of like traveling. It's got frequent flyer points.
I thought she lived in America as well. She's obviously
you're not quite sure
not
if
trying.
She's English or Australian.
Oh, wow. Okay. Or American.
Little bits of American, probably more English.
Okay.
Australian. Like Glenn Close, you're constantly going, why are you here?
You know you don't have to do
what
this.
What are you doing?
Are you okay?
There's another character in there that
blink
you go
twice if you need help.
There's another one in there who you go, she acts so outrageously differently to the others that you go, do you realize you're in a room with Glenn Close?
This is amazing. I think I'm understanding why you're watching it.
It's okay. It's like, do you remember that Hunting Wives show that I think was on Netflix that was like softcore porn that you were going, why is everyone talking about this? Why is everyone watching? Why am I watching it? It's like that. Except there's no.
Wait, what was it called again?
All's Fair.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
It's really good. I think there's only 9 episodes. You can get
into that. I started watching on ABC Film Club. This is the one with Amy Lou Wood, which is the only reason why I started watching it. And I couldn't stop. And apparently I finished it all in 2 days. Hmm. There's only 6 episodes. I'd say the episode's probably half hour
long. We must
long.
Have had one of those weeks.
I reckon. So she has a movie club and she has each week, every Friday night is a different theme.
Like a book club?
Exactly. So we're watching Alien tonight and so she dresses up as Sigourney Weaver. And it's her best friend that usually comes along and he is a lawyer, and he has some news for her that he is going to move to Bristol. He's gotten a job in Bristol at a different law firm or something like that, and he has to move. Now, he's very excited about doing it. He's always wanted to do it, but he's trepidatious about leaving her. You can see that there's something between the two of them that is more than just best friends, and that is one of the reasons why you keep watching it, right? You want to see the will they, won't they, and eventually you're hoping they will get together, but how, and you want to watch the story unfold. But he also is trepidatious about moving away from her is because something has happened to her. You're not quite sure what it is, but she lives at home with her mother and her sister, and She used to have an apartment of her own. She's 28 years old, but for some reason something happened and she's moved back home and she cannot leave her property. She can, but mentally there's something stopping. So there's obviously been something that has happened in the past that has stopped her from being able to do that. Now, one good thing that I really liked about this, right, was that there were no flashbacks as to what happened. You know how often these days in books and movies and TV shows you'll have that flashback to give you a little taste of what might have happened, then flash forward to see a little bit more of what's unfolding, then you flash back again to see what could have happened, would have been the reason for what had happened in the flash forward. There was none of that. It was keeping us in the present, in the moment, but referring back to the past. Anyway, six episodes came and went so quickly and I blinked and suddenly the whole thing had finished. I couldn't stop watching it. It's really good. I would definitely recommend it. Film Club. I watched it on ABC iView. Should we get into a quiz?
Yes.
This quiz is about movie night.
Oh.
In that we'll probably be talking about movies, and then because I said stream of consciousness, it went off into other stuff.
Okay.
But it's all related somehow. Okay. This is the way my brain works. How many Alien movies have there been?
Five?
Seven.
Seven.
Alien. Aliens. Alien Resurrection. Prometheus. Alien semicolon Covenant, Alien, semicolon Romulus, and then there were two crossovers, Alien and Predator, and Alien and Predator, semicolon Requiem, which we're not counting. It's seven official. That's a lot, right?
It's a lot.
What was the winner of the 1990 Best Picture at the Academy Awards? Do you want me to give you the nominees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
There was Born on the 4th of July.
Okay.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Okay.
Dead Poets Society.
Tough.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
My Left Foot.
Oh, that was a good year. Driving Miss Daisy.
Yes.
That you nearly had me at Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, that would have.
And then Field of Dreams. I was like, oh, people liked Kevin Costner.
I reckon people would have thought it was between Dead Poets Society and My Left Foot or something like that. Yeah. I've never seen My Left Foot, but I know that it was a good film.
Film.
Who played Lara Croft in Lara Croft Tomb Raider and Lara Croft Tomb Raider The Cradle of Life? Sorry, let me just read that properly. Lara Croft semicolon Tomb Raider dash The Cradle of Life.
Angelina Jolie. Yeah. I was going to say lucky because I don't know the girl who did the other one.
I liked her though. I thought she was good.
Yeah.
Who's set to play Lara Croft in the new Prime Video series?
Why would you ask me that question?
Because I think we've talked about it. Okay, I'll give you a clue. She was married to a Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
She was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, what's her name?
Name starts with S. O.
Sophie.
Yes. Changing Directions. It's a clue for her last name starting with T.
Turner.
Yeah, Sophie Turner.
Changing Directions.
How many seasons were there of Game of Thrones?
Six?
Eight.
Eight.
You were close.
I never watched it.
I know. Who's the bloke? This is the final question. Okay. Who's the bloke in the movie Death Becomes Her?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, from
everything.
Sorry, the year.
Oh, 89?
Oh, 92.
Oh, okay.
So last week we did a John Candy one and Marnie was listening to it with her brother Matt and he got all of them correct, including the years.
Of course he did.
In seconds.
Show off.
It was like National Lampoon's Vacation, 1983. I was like, Steph gets the years right as a guess.
I guess everything. I got a text from Ryan. He's like, tell me which episode the Below Deck is in.
You're like, it's scattered throughout.
I'm just like, Salt Lake City. Season six.
Oh, that's really funny. Stephanie, thank you very much. Oh, no. And on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.